Y 94.
Lush the Format Friday. Y 94, the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. Zero, Rad, and Maggie, the Playhouse in the morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, there is one person, one woman here at all Fargo Moorhead that has single-handedly managed to make a bunch of people that aren't necessarily American Idol fans, American Idol fans this year. That would be Andrina Brogdon.
We don't have to worry about nothing, because we got the fire and we're burning one hell of a something.
Yeah. What's interesting is that she's what the other girl wants to be.
Like with the stars of the human race, we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn, burn, burn.
To say she's killing it on the show would be an understatement. In the top 15 women, the top 30 overall, Andrina, what's up?
Hi.
It felt appropriate because it's Valentine's Day that we talked to Fargo Moorhead's sweetheart, which is you, by the way.
Oh.
I don't know how that feels. Is that crazy that everybody in town's been talking about you?
That's weird. Like, are they talking about me?
I don't think you have any idea how many people tweet us and Facebook us and text us and call us all about you.
I really don't. It's kind of like it goes over my head. It doesn't feel real.
We actually heard through a little birdie that you were at the Justin Timberlake concert here in Fargo.
Probably several birdies, but yes, I was.
Now, were you, like, mobbed when you were there? Did you get to just enjoy the show, or how'd that go?
I did get to enjoy the show, but there was people behind me that were like, oh my gosh, are you an American Idol? And when I went out to get some food, actually somebody spilled their alcohol all over my jacket, and I had to go get a bag to put it in, and when I was going to do that, like, people stopped me and asked for pictures, and they're like, oh, I'm just so proud of you. And it was really awesome. I didn't realize people would actually recognize me.
So is it weird to think that if you win American Idol, like, this is going to be your life? You're going to be a huge celebrity, and you're going to get mobbed everywhere you go.
I know. I've always imagined what that would be like, but I never really thought it would actually happen, you know, when you have to actually worry about who's going to recognize you and you got to be camera ready at all times.
So the last time we talked, you just gotten your golden ticket and just found out you're going to Hollywood.
Yes.
Now, we just got to watch you make it into the top 30. What does that feel like?
It is fantastic to know that I, out of everybody that tried out of all those people that I was so nervous, you know, about when they were singing next to me practicing, that I was the top, and the top 15 girls, I made it past them. I don't want to beat them, but I kind of beat them, and that's awesome. But as you know, on the little show part they showed on my Green Mile, it was kind of sucky because I had to go up with a second person who didn't make it through.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you about that because that looked really awkward. Like, was that super uncomfortable to be like, sweet, I'm going through and you're not going, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been a lot worse if I had known her, but I didn't. So that made it, it was really hard for me just because I wanted to, like, you know, scream out to the world that I made it. And it was really hard for me to excitement because I have no facial muscles at all. So I just smile at everything. And I really, like, tried not to smile because this is a heartbreaking moment for her. And I didn't want to, you know, rub it in her face. But at the same time, I was just so excited and I was so confused. And then it was, yeah, it was just really awkward.
I suppose, well, you know what this experience is like for you, but to feel like you kind of took that away from her, essentially, has got to be hard.
It was honestly one of the worst moments ever, just because I didn't know how to feel. I wanted to feel bad for her, but at the same time, I wanted to be happy for myself, but I just couldn't, because seeing her right in front of me bawl her eyes out, that was awful.
Was there a reason you chose Ellie Goulding's Burn?
It was kind of a song that I've been playing a lot, and I really just, I loved it so much. It was one of the songs that I kept on repeat on my iPod. But also, and it was one of the songs I had prepared going into the competition. So looking at the list that they gave us, because they gave us a list of songs to choose from, and I looked at the list. I'm like, oh, I know Burn. I practiced that. I'm going to pick that one. It was upbeat, and I liked it. I'm like, I'm going to go for that one because my brain does not work right now.
Chatting with Andrina Brogdon of West Fargo, currently on American Idol, the top 15 girls. You know, Andrina, I got to imagine you've been fantasizing about this for years.
Yes.
Is there anything that has happened so far during the course of the experience that has just been totally unexpected and really caught you off guard?
Oh my gosh, seeing celebrities walk in front of you and you don't expect it. That's random, but that happened to me. Like, what a celebrity, I'm not going to say who, but they just walked by me in front of me. They're like, hey. I'm like, hey, oh my God. And it was weird. You're like in the same building as these random celebrities, and it was amazing. That's insane.
Now, we know that you hoped to get this far in the competition, but did you expect that you would?
I was not expecting it, to be honest. It's still sinking in right now. I mean, it still doesn't feel real. It's insane. Like, really, I did this competition because it's always been a dream of mine. I really wanted to try and just, you know, get a go from somebody to someone tell me that I have a good voice. And I kind of, going into Hollywood Week, I kind of went in with the mentality that, you know what, I'm just going to do this to see where I get. It'll be fun and be a good experience. I'm going to make some connections. And now that I actually made it farther than I had expected, I don't even, like, this is all now surreal, and it does not feel like real life.
So this is going to sound really creepy, and I apologize. But I was Facebooking with your mom.
Oh my gosh.
I've been Facebook messaging with your mom, and she says that she was up all night on Wednesday playing on social media because she's been just inundated with messages. Has your social media just been blowing up too?
Hers is a little bit more just because she's been posting everything for me, and she has a whole bunch of Facebook friends who'll repost and ask her questions. But yeah, my Twitter and my Facebook, I have so many friend requests that I have to go through. I get Twitter notifications and retweets and all that stuff comes through, and it's insane. It's awesome. I love it, but it makes it hard for me to use my phone, and it is constantly, you know, buzzing.
Well, Andrina, everybody in town has been cheering for you on Idol. Is there anything you want to say to your fans?
Hi, guys. This is insane, and everyone listening to the radio, I'm actually on the radio. Also, vote for me if I continue to, I keep saying that, if I continue in the competition, though, vote for me because I want to rep our city, show them what the ephemeria can do.
That's perfect. Well, listen, we appreciate you letting us talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Well, we're going to be calling and voting and everything, and we're going to be harassing you every single episode that airs.
Yes, sounds wonderful.
All right, thanks, Andrina. Andrina of West Fargo, currently in the top 15 women on American Idol.
We don't have to worry about nothing, because we got the fire, and we're burning one hell of a something.
What's interesting is that she's what the other girl wants to be.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, my God.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94.